We are learning Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting seven lines from the bottom of Kuf Chof Hey Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Nikva, starting from Amrav Oven. We just learned that Rabbi Yochanan says that Negia Hanageya Behen, we're talking about Kulius Hameis, which has Kazayis Basar, Kazayis Mayach. Hanageya Behen means Mal, means oil, means Negia means oil, which is a Chiddush, and we said it's a Lomdus, that oil is called Negia. So Amrav Avim Tam Rav Yisiba Avim Afan Amatinina. I have a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Olos to you. A Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this: Hanegeya b'chatzi zayis. Someone's touching a half a zayis of a mace, and at the same time, his hand is hovering over not a half a zayis of a mace. Umal chatzi zayis. So one hand he's touching it, the other hand he's hovering over a half a zayis. So is that mitzuraf or not? Oi. Or he's touching one half his eyes and a mace is hovering over his hand. The halach is that it's tummy. Because you mitzarif the oil with the negia. If you say oil and negia are really the same thing, then we understand why it's mitzarif. Because now the mice are touching a whole kazayis. That's what you're doing. This man named Mahol, we had the machag yesterday about choyzer. Negev v'choyzer negev. Yeah, here we're going to the man named Mahol. That negev v'choyzer negev.
Mace,
yeah, half a mace. What?
Even
there's no oil on an etzem. On an etzem. Right, but the other half? The other half is mal. Half his eyes. No. Half his eyes, not. We're not touching an etzem over here. We're touching a basar. Touching basar here. We're handling basar over here. We're not touching basar. We don't say anything about etzem. It says, I'm talking about a chatzi zayis basar. Umal a chatzi zayis. Anytime it says lashon zayis, we know we're talking about basar. So we're talking about half his eyes basa in oil and half his eyes basa, or half his eyes being of the mace being mal on you. Tell me, right? So if it's one thing negay and oil, mishumachim it's dar. Eli amritresh money nu. If you say two different things, one's oil, one's negayah, mim it's dar. But now we have a mishnah there, mesekh does all also a klal. Zeh klal. I think it's the same mishnah actually. Zeh klal. Kol shahu mishut mishem echam it's dar. But tell me, anything that's one shame is mitzvah. Mishnei shame is tar. So it has to be one shema. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechon, then negeh and oil are the same thing, all negeh. So Mar says, what are you talking about? To have a kasha of the same mishnah, not like you. Elamai, tell me, chat shema hu. Aim is sefer. Let's look at the sefer. The sefer says, in the same mishnah, aval negeh, on top of my base now. Aval negeh, pikachat zayis, v'dova achar. Someone touches to have his eyes a basa. V'dova achar ma'olav. And something else will be ma'ol on him, v'alkachat zayis. It's tar. What's this case? This case is slightly different. What's different about this case? You're touching the mace with one hand. With the other hand, you're not touching anything. It's just under the same roof as a half a zayis. It's on the same roof as another half a zayis. So he's touching half a zayis with one hand. His other hand is under the same roof with another half a zayis. So this is called, have a loss in oil baham shacha. The first two cases on the Mishnah was either his hand was hovering over a piece of mace, half a mace, or the half a mace is hovering over his hand. So there was a direct oil between him and the mace. But check in here, his hand is side by side with the half a zayis mace, with the oil on top, with a roof on top. V'dava achamal, it's called hamshacha. Hamshacha means it brings the mace from here to there. It's hamshacha. So here all of a sudden it says, tar, v'ichat shmo, amai tar. And so we're asking, if you're Rabbi Yechon, if it's chat shmo, amai tar. And be'etzem, the Gemara could ask the steer in the Mishnah itself. The first half of the Mishnah says that if you're touching half his eyes and you mal another half his eyes, it's mitzar. All of a sudden here, it's also oil, it's not mitzar. But there's a kash from the Rishonim, it's walking tomorrow, it's about to steer the Mishnah itself. But we're asking Rabbi Yechon, this is a Tirat Sadav, I don't want to get into that right now. But the Rabbi Yechon, the kash is, Rabbi Yechon, you said it's the same thing, right? So why isn't it mitzar over here? So the Gemara says, okay, so you want to tell me it's not mitzar? Ela kash Reisha. But then the Reisha Shver. What's the Reisha? So the Gemara. So the first Gemara's Teretz of Rav Zera is not going to stim with Rav Yechanan. The Gemara comes out. It's taka not chat shmo. We see it's not mitzarev. So negeh is not oil. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? We have no pshat in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah knowledge, we have no pshat. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Rav Zera. But tumor tutsu bein beiz migdal maskinon bein b'neim tefach. We're talking about this tumor, this half a zayis that you're being mal on in the ratio is stuffed or your hand is under the mace, talking about where the tumah is stuffed between two dressers, and there's no tefach between two dressers. That's called tumah ratzutza. if you don't have space of a tefach by a tefach with a height of a tefach, then it's called a tzutza. And the Lacha Moshe Sinai, that there, it's all called a negiah. But tumar tzutza bein beis migdal maskinim ve'ein b'neim pseach tefach the kula negiah. So it's all negiah, like Rashi explains that kol dava she'engli mokim revach karu rotzutz. And it's called a rotzitz. And Rashi later on says, "Kula negiyi, afilu ma'ala ma'ala abasa harbe." It's still called a negiyah. And it's lachamayish mesinai. That's called a negiyah. Therefore, that's why it's mastar. So the case in the reisha that says, "I put my hand over the mace, or the mace was hovering over my hand. This mace was in a very tight spot, and there it's a negiyah." Mashenkin, in a classic oil, which is not by tumar tzutza, there it's not a shem echad. It's not mastar. So negiyah does not mean oil. There, it's special than it's a negiyah. That's Rab Zera's mahalach to explain pshat in the Mishnah and Olives. So we still don't have a Tana for Rav Yechanan now. So who's the Tana for Rav Yechanan that holds that oil and negiyah are one and the same? So to Gemara, Oman Tana de Kari l'oil negiyah. Who calls oil negiyah? That's Rav Yehsi. It's a Tana Rav Yehsi. Tanya, look at the rice, Rav Yehsi, Emer. Mole tarvid rekev. Now, when it comes to Tumas, a mace, there are three things that were tama b'meis. The etzem, we said etzem k'saira. We said the shir basa k'zayis. And there's another thing, rekev. Rekev is the decomposed part of a mace. That has to be a moly tarvet, a spoonful. That's the shir. It's like the earth that's found in the aron of the mace. It's really decomposed matter. So the revizim and moly tarvet rekev metame b'maga or massive oil. It's tama all three ways. Maga, massive oil. So we're trying to be right. Rav Yosi holds oil is the gear. Why? Because Mishlom b'maso of oil hakatone kula. We understand how a moly tarvid rekev can matama b'maso oil because either in one oil together with it or you're carrying the whole thing. But so hakatone kula b'kamala kula el negeya. How to pass on negeya? Olin negava kula. You didn't touch the whole thing because offer is not machubur. Offer, if you touch one side of offer, you didn't touch the other side. Each granule is a separate thing, so you didn't touch it. How to pass on negeya? What does negeya mean? Mahel. Negeya taka means mal. Pray to Gemara, which says mal. Vaktoni negeya, vaktoni mal. So to Gemara, what's pshat? What's wrong with Rav Yosi? We're saying Rav Yosi has to mean, until a rekav here, it can't mean negeya. So it means oil. It means oil. So you see, you're being right here that oil and negeya are the same thing. Okay, but it says oil already. Amabayam, lemato mitefach, oil negeya. Lamay lametefach oil greida. Zog the baya. I'll tell you pshat Rav Yosi. If you hold your hand lower than a tefach over the rekev, that's oil shehu negiya. Mashainke, when you have your hand above a tefach, that's an oil which is not negiya. Now Rashi explains that we still don't have pshat Rav Yechanan yet. If you have bias pshat in Rav Yosi, because Rav Yechanan said in our Mishnah, it's talking about a regular classic oil. So don't tell me it was omatim atepach. It's not the case. Our Mishnah is mashma that our Mishnah was trying to make a mashma is that it's a kazayis of memeis and therefore it's a tam boil. We're not going to say dafko l'hanagim is omatim atepach. It's not going to answer anything. So like Rashi speaks out, omar baya hamal omatim atepach she'ain tepach ben yodoy l'tuma kar lo el negiya v'la baya zog Rashi loy metuk mo masisim k'rabi yechanon loy mikri mal negiya l'matim atepach. There is to have a negiya. It's mamash like a negiya. V'akati hod a dukyun kam o duchte negiya in of a mal loy. It's mashu oil not because oil grade l'matim atepach loy. V'yi dik zayis boil namil tam it's v'tame. It's still shver. The whole question was that we're handling in our Mishnah and Aleph is that why if it's zayis menemes why is it matam boil? So you tell me, oh, negeya, it says negeya. Negeya only means a matam tefach according to Abaya. So you still didn't answer the kasha. Why is it not matam a regular oil? So when Abaya says pshat and Rav Yosi, we still don't have pshat and Rav Yechanan. So we're still very elusive. We need a tana for Rav Yechanan. We didn't have the first Mishnah knowledge, which is a stira. Then we said a different pshat. It says tumra tzutza. Then we have Abaya that says that pshat and Rav Yosi is the matam tefach. It's called negeya. So we still don't have pshat. But Rava will help out. Rav Amar, you know Pshat Rav Yosi? Rav Yosi says, again, Rav Yosi says, Moli Tarvid Rekev, it's talking about Maga or Masav of oil. We want to know what's Maga. So he said, Maga must mean oil. The problem is, it says oil already. Rav Amar, Afilu, Lamaila Metafach, Nami Oil Negiyahu, Vehichidom Ve Oil Greda, Beham Shacha. Zokt, the Rav Amar, Pshat is like this. Avada, if you're mile over a mace, it's called Negiyah. Always. No matter where you are, high, low, and that's why Tarvid, Moly Tarvid, Rekev, you oil on it, or that was oil on you. So that means Negiyah. What's oil that's called oil? You know what oil is called oil? That's when it's hamshacha. That's when you're using the same roof to be mala both of you. That's what it means.
What's the difference
between Abaya?
No. No, not the Ben Zera.
Rav Zera's teretz was tumah ratzutza, hold different teretz. That the mace was between two towers. It was tightly between two towers. No shachas to each other. Rav Zera's teretz was that oil is never called negir. Never. Oil is never called negir. If I put my hand over it, it's not negir. Nothing doing. There was a special case that it was tumah ratzutza. When tumah is in a tight spot, that's like negir. That's all. It was a special hakimta. Now we're saying every single oil, everything I put my hand over it, the thing. But you mean to say like this, that if you Rava, you can answer now to Pshat and Mishnah Nolas. That's what happens. Rava was trying to say Pshat and Rav Yossi, I'm saying that's Pshat and Rav Yechanan. The Fizeh, you can say Pshat and Mishnah Nolas. That the Reish is talking about when you put your hand over the mace, or the mace over me. And the Sefer is when I'm Shachar, beautiful Teretz. Now Tosfos says this. Divrei Maaseh Oman, Tosfos says that, if you look at Tosfos, in the middle of Oman, he says, V'abaye v'Rava, let's do the Rav Zeru, Shana Le'el B'tumah B'Shnei Migdolim. They don't answer that. Because if you have Abaye, he'll answer, you know what the case is? You put your hand less than a tefah. That's Abaye's teretz. And according to Rava, he'll say that because it's Hamshacha is different. So that's the way Tosfos Taka says. The problem is the Rashi on Kuf Chavah Malf on the bottom doesn't learn like that. But it makes a little problems. But he learned a few Tosfos, Rava Taka will answer those prices. So let's get clear, because we're going back there, that we found a Tana for Rav Yechanan, and the name is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that there's this tumas oil that's called Negia. That means as long as it's not Hamshacha. Very good smack. And that's Tana Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hanegeh means oil, because it's time of oil. But Baham Shacha, there, we're not going to say, Baham Shacha, there, we say that it's not called Negir. That's not called Negir. So Rashi says, Baham Shacha, yeah, there, that's the Pshat. Yeah. Okay, but the Baham Shacha is different. So tomorrow, how do I know my halacha? Where do I know my halacha from? The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Eimer. Chavile Mita. Look, I just want to speak out. Look, Rabbi Yechon holds that we're talking about a Kulius HaMeis with a actual Kzayis Basa. Look, every oil will be Tame in such a case. But it's still a Negea includes oil because most oils are Negea because if you put your hand over it or the mace over you, it's called Negea. So Negea includes oil. But Avada, our Mishnah will be even a case where it's in oil or mace, Avada. That's what happened. Okay. Amar Rav, no Amin Allah. How do I know my halacha that Rav Yossi calls oil Negea? Basically, we want to have another Raya, a strengthened Raya that Rav Yossi calls oil Negea. Where do I know that from? The Tanan or the Tanya. This is a Bryce. You have over here this ropes that's making a bed or it's a screen, and that's usually made like lattice, like a screen. You know what a screen looks like, and a bed also is like lattice, like crisscrossing ropes. So the halacha is usually it's not mamish a solid wall, but if you attach this to beams on the roof and that's separating between the first floor and the second floor, that will be chatzitza. It blocks the tumma. It's a good blockage. Parsonal play a mace, but if you hold this lattice, the screen, over a mace by avir, hanegea keneged hanekev is tame. We're talking about even smaller than a tefach. The holes are small. They're not big holes. But if you hold your hand over the nekev, it'll be tame, because it's not considered a hefsek. Only when it's put into beams on beams, and it's considered a mechitza between two levels, then it's considered a wall. But if I put it over the mace, we'll see why in a second, it's not considered a separation. So, nekev is tamish, nekev, tar, if you hold your hand on top of the rope, then it'll be a hefsik. So, what's the case over here? We're saying over here, Bryce, that it says there's a chilek that if you hold your hand over the nekev or over the not nekev. Hey, chidam, ilim lamata metafach. If the lattice, this screen, is lower than a tefach, shloi keneged hanekev, even if you're holding your hand keneged the rope, and that's blocking, that's being mafsik, amai tar, meis b'ksusahu, it's like the mace is wearing something. How can that be a hefsik? Or meis b'ksusahu matamim. If the mace is wearing tachrichim, of course you have oil mace. El lav l'mayla matafach. It's higher than a tefach. But kakar l'negeah, and we call it a negeah. And we're calling it negeah. So you see, it says a negeah keneged hanekev. Zokt Rava, I have a raya to myself that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you hold your hand over a mace, it's called negeah. That's his raya. Loshon negeah keneged hanekev. Exactly what it means. I hold my hand over the hole in the screen. We have a screen here. We have a big, not touching the screen. Not touching the screen. On a gag, and that means you're holding your hand connected to the neck over the mace. That's what. Yeah, it sounds confusing, but that's the raya over here. The oil is called nege. So if it was less than a tefach, then it wouldn't be a raya. It would be a rakabaya then. But the Rav wants to say even lamayla tefach is called negia. So he says it has to be lamayla because lamato will be called ksusa. But a bayah will learn that it means taka within a tefach, and that's why it's called negia. Because he holds only a bayah says only within a tefach is called negia. But the Ka'amra, you're asking, Mesvik Susai, who? And if it's Mesvik Susai, even Shloikan Akanekavis Ritame, Mesvik Susai, Mevatale. Mesvik Susai, that's bottle. Haila Mevatale. This is not Mevatale. Freight the Gemara, Kash like this. Vitahava, Ketuma Tumuna, by Kasvaila. It should be like a Tuma Tumuna, the loch is, that if it's Lamatma Tafach, the Kash is, if it's not Lamatma Tafach, good, you're not mevatel it. You're right, you're not mevatel. It doesn't come clothing. But the halacha is that if tumah is in a place where erech lal tefach, we just learned this before in Amud Aleph, it's bekas v'oilo. So even if I have a hefsik, it goes over the hefsik. Just like by a bone, it goes over it if it's no halal tefach. So if it's lamatim al tefach, the mace goes around and it comes up. It should be tumah tumuna bekas v'oilo. So if tomorrow, because Rabbi Yosi, tumah tumuna in bekas, he argues in that side. He argues that halacha. Tumah tumuna does not go up. And I'm going to bring a riot to this. I'm going to bring a riot where Yossi holds Tuma Tumuna in the Bekaz. Just to set again to make sure we're very clear over here. We have a Chagas Rava and Abaya. If Lamatam and a Tefach is called, if Dafka Lamatam is called Negia, or even Lamatam and a Tefach is called Negia. Rava says, even Lamatam and a Tefach is called Negia. And that's what he says, on a Gea, Kenega and a Nekev is Tommy, but Kenega, the thing is not. And he said a riot to that, because if it's Lamatam and a Tefach, even Kenega the rope would be Tommy, because it's like a Ksos. It's not a ksus, because ksus is mevatel to the mace. This is not mevatel. The ksus becomes part of the mace. This is not part of the mace. But when I was a new kasha, it still should go past the rope, even above, even when the rope is blocking. Why? Because tuma tumuna is bakas. So when Rav Yosi holds tuma tumuna is not bakas. Afraid the Gemara, but not Tamra. Who told you that? So tomorrow I'll bring you another Mishnah Maseches Olos. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Olos like this. Tevas Hamigdol. Shiesh Rebeseach Tefach Meimus Yosef Tefach. You have a dresser. And in the dresser has these drawers, like our dressers. And in the drawer is very deep, the very high drawers, called deep drawers. It's more than a tefach. Tefach is 4 inches, it's more, it's a 6-inch deep drawer. There's a mace in there, inside the drawer, inside this chest. So, if you put your hand on top of the chest, you won't become tummy. Why? Because it's halal tefach inside. But it has an opening that's smaller than a tefach, So it says yes, but pesach tefach has ear of tefach, but ain't bitzi also pesach tefach. But the opening is not a pesach tefach. The halach is that tuma b'soicha, if it's tuma inside it, habayis is tumbe. You know why? Because soifai tuma lotzi. It's a new din that if the tuma is going to come out of that opening, so tumna goes through that opening. If you have a hole in something in an orain that the mace is going to be taken out through that hole, so then that hole transmits tuma out. Because it's soifa tumalotzis. So, tevis the mixture is seach tefach, vein mitzios of seach tefach, tuma besoicha, if there's tuma inside of a bias tuma. But if tuma bias, masha besoicha tar. Doesn't make everything inside the chest tuma. Why? Pesha derach tumalotzis, vein derach tumalotzis. Tuma doesn't go in. That's soifa lochkonis. Only soifa lotzis. And Rabbi Yosi says, even outside, it's not soifa lotzis. Why? Because you could cut it up into pieces and take it out. So lav dafka, full kezias will come out. Or you'll start from coming, you could burn it in spot. You could burn it right there. And it's got a shayla. How you let it burn a mace? You're not allowed to burn a mace. You have to bury a mace. You're not allowed to cremate someone. So the chazanish, I think, says that it's going be'issa. Someone speaks out. It's going be'issa. The taisis here, inch taisis, mash, maybe it is mutal sarfa, ayin sham. Doesn't mean that. But upon him, oil, so he says that goes safe to me. Let's walk because I could burn it, or I could take it at half. So far, so good. But Tani is safer. It says in the safer.
How are you getting a mace out of
something that's in the
tefach?
What?
How are you getting a mace out
of coal? It's a kazayas. No, it's not a mace. It's a kazayas of us. He says you can take it out less than kazayas. It's the whole time, but the kazayas fits out there. But Tani is safer. And it says in the safer like this. Hamido of a Pesach, if you put this dresser on the door, by the door, upischa lechutz. And the opening is going outside. So tuma b'soicha bayis tar because it's going the wrong direction. And tuma b'bayis, it says in the safe like this, tuma b'bayis mash b'soicha tar. But tani Allah. So that's also so far so good. that there's no Tumas Oil there, because there it's Tumah B'Seicha, Habayis is Torah, because there's no Tumah over there. There's no Tumas Oil, why not? Because there's Tefach, it's not Tumuna. And Al Tiyatziya, it's facing the wrong way, it's facing outside. And obviously, Tumah B'Seicha, Mash B'Seicha Torah also, that's even more Pasha. That's very Pasha. Now, Vatani Allah, and we said on that, like this, Rabbi Yossi, Tap Amud Aleph now, Kuv Chav Amud Aleph. Vatani Allah, Rabbi Yossi Mitar. Rabbi Yossi says it's Torah. Now, what's he going on? He says, Tar, what's Torah? If it's on a seifa, Tanakama and Turu come down. By the way, Tanakama said Tar. What did we say? Ella, it's going like this. The Kama Tanakama, Tuma B'Soicha, Habayis Tome. It says, if it's Tuma B'Soicha, Habayis Tome, there could be two parts to that. Imashum the Derech Tuma Lotzes. One reason is, and one way is, because it's Derech Tuma Lotzes. The Imashum, the Tuma Tumuna Bakas. There's another reason. There's a diak here. It's only because Pesach Tefach that the Tanakama was Matar. He says the case was Yesh be Pesach Tefach. Mashma, if it wouldn't be Pesach Tefach, then the whole house would be Tumi for a different reason. You know why? Because it's oil on the mace. Because there's no in the dresser, there's no Tefach. It's Tuma Tumuna. That's another thing, Mashma and Tanakama. So really two things come out of the Tanakama. Number one comes out of the Tanakama is Seifaya Tuma Lot says. And number two is that Tuma Tumuna would go up. Only because you have a Tefach doesn't go up. Let's see inside. Al-Tekama Tanakama Tuma Seich Abayis Tomei. Ima Shuma Derech Tuma Lot says. Ve'ima Shuma Tuma Tumuna Bekas. That's what would come out in as a Diyak. Like Rashi speaks out in the middle of the Rashi. Medinaka Reish Yesh Maseich Tefach. But Tana Seifa Allah, Hamida Pesach, Pesachos Abayis Tar, Shemina Time of the Yeshua Pesach Tefach, they ain't kind of oil Tumat Muna. Ha ain't by Pesach Tefach, a fill of Mida Pesach, a Pesachos, it'll be Tame because of Tumat Muna. So on that, Rabbi Yossi argues on both points. Become the Rabbi Yossi, the Gamers there of Tumalot says, I answer like this, Yachul Etzil Lechatzom, I can take it out piece by piece, Oil Sarf of a Mekoima. And the other thing that you said with the Gamers is Tumat Muna because Tumuna, Tumuna, and Bekas. That thing is said that if it would be Tumuna go up, I hold that's not, it doesn't go up. I hold Tar. Like Tapadam says, Rav Yossi Metar, what's going on? The second thing. So Rav Yossi argues two things. First of all, Sefer Tumuna Lot says, because I can take it out, I can burn it. Number two is, because he holds Tumuna is not Bekas. Back to before, that's what we're trying to be a riot to. Rava says that by the case of Tumuna Tumuna doesn't go up, he says, this is my riot. This is my right. This is a guy Abaye. Abaye is saying, how do I know that Tumah Tumuna is not Bekas? He says, from here, because Abaye said, Lo Yilu Matam Tefach. And so he asked the Kasha, it should go over it? It should go over the rope? No, he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi says, Tumah Tumuna is not Bekas. How do we know? I'm a first show. Mishnah over here. It's the same thing. No, Tumah Tumuna means no Chalal Tefach. There's no Chalal Tefach. If there's no halal tefach on top of the mace. No, tumah is no halal. There's no halal. There's no tefach. Tumah tumuna is no halal. If you look at the case of the Tanakama, it says there was a halal tefach in the dresser. If there wouldn't be, then the whole house would be tummy. That's that. Forget about the door. Forget about the surface of the lot says. Rav Yossi says, even that's tar. Because anything that's covered is tar. It's basically, anything that's covered, so it's about ksos. Ksos is bottled to it. Anything that's covered is not tame. What do you mean? It's you don't have to make a chalal tefach, right? You don't have to make a chalal tefach. Tumah Tumuna is not bekas. Yeah, and that's the right for me, because it's tar. It's tar. What's going tar? We know already what tar is. Two things are arguing. So if the blood says, and that. And Tumah Tumuna.